battleford, a man facing several charges relating to a carjacking offense in which a man was shot, 2 years ago near Pearsland, was found guilty on a number of charges at the Court of King's Bench in Battleford recently. Andrew Opikaku was facing charges related to a Feb. 16, 2023 offense date. In the January 13, 2025 decision, for count 1, robbery with a firearm, he was found guilty. For count 2, discharge a firearm with intent to wound, Opikaku was found not guilty. For count 3, possession of a firearm, he entered a guilty plea. For count 4, commit an indictable offense, robbery with a firearm, for the benefit of a criminal organization, the accused was found guilty. And, for count 5, possession of a firearm while prohibited, he entered a guilty plea. The matter is scheduled for a sentencing hearing on April 16, 2025, at 9 a.m. A trial was previously held related to Opikaku's charges, counts 1, 2 and 4, from November 18 to 22, 2024. Elliot Pitch, Harold Mitsuing Jr., Jeffrey Lewis and Keisha Crookedneck were also facing charges in the case. Mitsuing Jr. pleaded guilty to robbery with a firearm on December 12, 2024. He is scheduled for sentencing at Pearsland Circuit Court on March 18, 2025. His other charges are to be spoken to on the same date. The charges in the case stem from an incident on February 16, 2023, after Pearsland RCMP received a report about an armed robbery on Deer Lake Trail near Pearsland. Police previously said that a man and woman were parked in an SUV at the side of the road when two other vehicles pulled up to them. A man got out of the SUV and there was an altercation between him and the people in the other two vehicles. The man was shot and the SUV was stolen. He and the woman, however, were able to walk for help. He was treated at the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Pearsland and Loon Lake RCMP searched for the suspects. Later that evening, they found one of the two suspect vehicles on Island Lake First Nation and arrested three people. Police seized two prohibited firearms, ammunition, bear spray, and a machete from their vehicle. The stolen SUV was recovered on Muddy Lake First Nation. After investigating further, Pearsland RCMP arrested two more people on February 17. SASC, RCMP's North Battleford General Investigation Section and Forensic Identification Services help with the investigation. With files from Lisa Joy.